Kayla Pratt Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, as we do every single day here at City News, we check in with the OBJ. We take a look through that. I'm also an insider as well for the Ottawa Business Journal, so I get a chance to see some of those extra features that they have, which are very, very helpful. We noticed a really interesting article written by Sarah McFarlane regarding engaging veterans with employers, as I do here on the Business Lunch. Often my communications with business owners, I'm always asking them, are you having a hard time finding talent? Are you having a hard time filling those positions? And most often the answer comes back, yes, Sam, and we're still trying to get to those pre-pandemic levels of having the number of people that we need. Well, this just might be the answer. Lisa Taylor is joining us now, president of Challenge Factory. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Sam.
Tell us all about this program for veterans and really encouraging them to help offset some of these labor challenges.
It's a really exciting program. The Veteran Friendly Ontario Challenge is a challenge that's going out to both veterans and small business owners to learn a little bit about each other and have a chance to see how they can actually solve some of these labor market problems just by becoming more aware of each other. So on the veteran side, there are thousands of veterans that release every year from the Canadian military that have incredible skills and amazing background, but may not necessarily know exactly how to translate that into what would be useful for small businesses or for businesses of any size. So they may know how to describe what they've been doing in the military, but don't necessarily know how to describe it in a way that would immediately peak in an interview or when they're recruiting, when they're looking for a job. And on the other side of the interview table are, you know, our businesses that are having labor shortages and finding it difficult to find not just specific people, but also specific skills. And they may not realize that actually hiding in plain sight is this hidden talent pool of veterans that have exactly what they're looking for. They just aren't specifically looking for veterans. And so there's these two populations that each need each other, but are missing each other just because they're not aware of each other.
And, it seems like such a win-win. It's brilliant. How has it already been accepted and used?
Yeah, so this program was piloted last year, and it ran with the first cohort of both business owners as well as veterans. It was wildly successful. Both cohorts get a little bit of education and training. So business owners get a chance to learn a little bit more about how do they up their game and increase the skills that they have in recruitment, in interviewing and onboarding and retaining staff, especially in tight labor markets like today. Veterans get some education in how do they become stronger candidates and really position themselves for success when they're looking for jobs. And then the cohorts come together and have a chance to solve real-world business problems. So the business owner gets to put a problem on the table, and veterans get to demonstrate how military thinking actually transforms the way that you can think about risk or supply chain or operations challenges or human resource challenges. They're able to demonstrate just what the benefit is of having this very, very talented, very skilled workforce incorporated in their business. And so that's done in a small way, in a simulation way that allows both cohorts to see the potential and possibility in each other and then go on to make successful matches down the road.
I love it. I love it so much. Where can we find out more information if we've inspired, anybody today?
Yeah, so if you go to challengefactory.ca/VFO, you will get to the page where you can learn more information and you can sign up for the challenge.
Well, that's amazing. Lisa, thanks so much for inspiring us today.
My pleasure.
I love when people come to the table with solutions. I mean, this is a fantastic opportunity. It's really matching two groups that are needing each other, which is wonderful. I love those kind of stories.